Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand to hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. 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 S&M all day.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I look around and wonder why it's free will. And the choices we make, I know it seems ill. God, help us, I know it ain't real. The devil on my shoulder, but I wanna see still. Sometimes you don't think about it till you older. Trying to figure out why we ran up in that Kroger. And hit licks with things we never got caught with. Cop came too late, we at the apartment. And split it down the middle. Anything from batteries to Skittles, anything to make a nickel. And reminiscing where we barely ever had a nickel. When stealing no five sickles just for us to seem official. And running up in Brian Albert's crib. Just to pay him back, we was bad little kids. And flipping couches and taking money, y'all trousers and tearing up people's houses. We was tripping, yo. Mama, I do apologize. For the days I took that whip and you ain't realize. We was three deep in that dynasty. On the way to that Myers Creek. Couldn't wait till you fall asleep. Just so I could go take the key. Young blood, you remember those rad days? When I used to go to school for them half days. And you couldn't hoop if you ain't half grade. And you was weak if you ain't halfway.
Oh, those were the good days. I do miss them, no. We so out of here, baby. We made it out the struggle. But I do miss them, no. But I do miss them, no. Cause we made it to the mountaintop.
We ain't stopping neither.
We got a long way to go, a long way to go. I feel like heaven is the mission, and I'ma take you with me. But we still got a long way to go. Whoa, whoa.
I thank moms for the church.
Thank you.
I thank Twan for the basketball. I thank God too.
Praise him.
He made this bastard tall. Never eligible in the fall. That 4-5 list kept me in the hall. No 2.0 grade average. No basketball. I ain't care about class at all. I was more concerned with fashion law. Skipping middle school just to pass them all. And beating homie up. He don't wanna pass the ball. Think it's funny, I'm about to blast this jaw. Shout out to Mr. Hammond for something he saw. When the other teachers in the staff only saw a dog, he saw a star. He told me to put on my cape and fly away like Melvin Fall.
Fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Mo Egger. We're back for another segment with sports and music with Mo Egger on Easy Way Broadcasting, man. We're doing some big things with these times around, man. It's the summertime, and the summer's been great to us, man. You know, we're really doing some awesome things. You know, first and foremost, I want to thank you once again for joining us. Second, man, you know, we're prepping for the Interlock System video. We'll be shot hopefully in the next week or so. Right now, you know, we're just raising funding, you know, to make sure the project is it's A1, you know, because it's going to be an awesome movement, man. We out here trying to save lives. You know, I tell people all the time, I've made mistakes, and I'm willing to come out and talk about my mistakes if it's going to help another man's life, or another woman's life, another child's life, or, you know, if it just make you caution and be cautious about what you're doing out here, man. You know, I'm trying to promote responsibility in my music, and so this movement is going to be awesome right now. You know, we're just going to continue to grow and do certain things that, you know, the world needs. You know, we need more positive, influential people, man. We need more followers. I mean, I'm sorry. That's the complete wrong thing I wanted to say. We need more leaders and less followers, man. You know, and us leaders, we need to turn followers into leaders, man, so this world can be a lot better place to live in. That's one thing. Two, You know, we have the Entrepreneurs on the Move Award show coming up August 4th at the Nokia Center, which I'm nominated for Independent Music Producer of the Year, which I'm proud of, And, you know, thank God for that accomplishment because, you know, the Lord knows how hard I work on my music and my craft and just entertainment in general. So I'm happy to be able to, you know, not only be a nominee, but I'm actually going to be a presenter at the war. So I just found out that I'm going to be a presenter. So, you know, Mo Agra Productions is everywhere, baby. You know, we just trying to take over as we can, man, as much as the Lord will allow us to do. And, you know, today I got my boy Q. You know, he's going to be talking about his book. I'm going to let you guys, you know, really, really indulge on some of the things he has going on. And it's special, you know, he's doing some really good things, man. And I'm going to cue him in right now. Q went in for Q. What up, brother?
What's going on, Mo? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm excited to have you today, man. Thanks for joining us on Sports and Music with Mo Agra, man. What's the word with you, brother?
No, man, it's a pleasure to be here. It's an honor to be here. And like you said, you know, this is about saving lives, and that's why I like your work. I like your music. I like what you do with it. I've been following you for a long time, back when you were at Michigan State, back when you were with the Mavs, and it's exciting for me to see people of influence like yourself using their influence for something productive, something positive. And I don't think there's a more noble thing out there than saving lives. So God bless you, man. Kudos to you on that.
Absolutely, man. You know, that's the most gratifying thing in the world, not only to be able to use your craft to save souls, but to use your craft to enjoy something that, you know, that you do. You know, let's introduce the world to you, man. Let's let everybody know who you are, brother. You on Sports and Music with Mo Agra, man. Spill it.
So my name is Carson Rashid. My friends call me Q. I'm a lawyer and I'm an author, and I wrote this book that I think is along the same lines of what your listeners are looking for. This is a book that talks about freedom of conscience, freedom of expression, freedom of religion. And the title of the book is The Wrong Kind of Muslim. But I want to make it very clear, this is not a religious book. It's a book that talks about how everyday people are fighting back against terrorism, are fighting back against terrorists, and using peace, using compassion, using love, using education to rise above it. And I launched it last month. It's gotten a great response already. I've got Christians, atheists, Muslims, Jews, Hindus supporting this book all over the world. It's already being translated into different languages. And, you know, Mo, you know, you and I were connected to a mutual friend of ours. And I think there's a lot of wisdom behind that, a lot of providence behind that, because we're both trying to do similar things, you with your music, me with our writing. And I think when people with similar ideas join together to craft, they can have a really powerful a synergistic influence in the long run.
Absolutely, bro. Let me ask you a question, man. What stemmed that whole idea for you to write a book, man? What was the last straw to where you felt like, okay, I have to make a change in my community, within my religion, what brought you to this point, bro?
Man, this was back in 2010. And in 2010, on May 28th, these terrorists from the Taliban attacked these mosques in Lahore, Pakistan, of my Muslim community, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. And these terrorists attacked these two mosques and killed 86 of my brothers in broad daylight. 86
wow.
People in broad daylight. With machine guns, with suicide bombs, with grenades, you name it, 86 people in broad daylight. And the police just sat by and watched it all happen. Think about that. The police just sat by and watched it all happen. And
wow.
That was the last straw, because these were people, innocent people, that had done nobody no wrong, that had simply wanted to worship in peace, simply wanted to worship in private, and they lost their lives for it. And so for me, I wanted to take the advantage I have in this beautiful country to speak up for them, to give them a voice, because they don't have a voice anymore, to let their story be heard. And so this is a story that talks about the persecution of Christians, that talks about the persecution of Ahmadi Muslims, Shia Muslims, of Hindus, of atheists, and let the world know that until and unless we speak up for our fellow man, that we are our brother's keeper. Until we speak up for them, nobody's going to speak up for us either. And we're going to be sitting there facing persecution, facing oppression, wishing that we had spoken up when we had the chance to do so. That's what I'm doing right now. That was the last straw for me to speak up. That's why I wrote this book.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing that you say that. What countries are Christians at? I'm just curious. What countries are Christians still getting persecuted for being Christians?
My native country. I'm an American, but I was born in Pakistan, and in Pakistan, Christians are suffering some of the most vicious persecution you've ever seen. I mean, we're talking houses being burned down. Christians in 2009 in a village called Gorja, 9 Christians were burned alive because they were Christians. And
wow.
The government is quiet and watched it happen. And for me, as a Muslim, I can't even think of a more painful thing than somebody being killed for such an innocent thing as their beliefs. You know, something so precious and private as their beliefs. So they're suffering brutal persecution in Pakistan. Last week, I testified before the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and one of the people testifying with me was a Christian from Pakistan whose brother was assassinated for being Christian. So, you know, this movement is growing, too. People are recognizing that there is this oppression out there, that there is this persecution out there, and they're joining together. And this book that I wrote tells their story. It's not an academic book. It's not a scholarship book. It's a very easy to read. It's written like a novel, but it's all true. What I've done is I've spoken to the people in Pakistan who are suffering this persecution, and I told their story firsthand. And some of these things, these tortures, these suicide bombings, the rapes, I'm telling you, Mo, it's some heavy stuff. It's some painful stuff, but it's also inspirational because these people are rising above it and trying to create a better world tomorrow.
Right. That's amazing, man. You know, sometimes we take for granted being here in America. You know, without the violent cause of things, what are some ways that you feel like religions out here in America get persecuted, you know, without even, you know, excusing the whole violent part? But, you know, how do people get persecuted for being whatever religion they are here in America?
You know, in America, the beauty of this country is that we've got the First Amendment, right, which protects people's freedom of speech. It protects their freedom of religion. But there's no doubt that there is religious persecution. I mean, the anti-Muslim sentiment is huge in America right now as compared to the past. If you remember last year, you remember that the man who shot up the Sikh Gurdwara in Wisconsin? He killed 6 innocent Sikhs. He killed mm-hmm. them because he thought they were Muslim. And
wow.
Now innocent Sikh Americans died, and there's even more fear of Muslims now because of that. But, you know, I think right now, and I think, Mo, you know this as well as I do, right now the bigger issue in America is the race relation. You know, there's this belief that racism doesn't exist in America, and it's a vicious cancer that's destroying our country apart right now. So part of what this book does is also it tries to unite people of different faiths, different backgrounds, different cultures, different races to say, look, we can have our differences. We don't need to glaze over our differences. We don't need to just hold hands and be friends, but we do need to respect one another. We do need to have that level of civility that human beings deserve to have with one another.
Absolutely, man. We're going to hit back on that note as soon as we get back from this commercial break, man. It's Sports and Music with Mo Egger.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Mekong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ericzuley, Eric Zuley. If you want to know how to make money on the internet, and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Yeah, we back again. Sports Music with Mo Agar. So cute, man. Like, so what are some of the things you're doing right now to promote your book, man? Are you speaking? Where can we find you, bro?
So if you want to check out the book, it's on Amazon.com. The Wrong Kind of Muslim. You can buy it in print. You can buy it for your Kindle device as well. But as far as what I'm doing to promote it, a lot of the things, are shows like this, I'm speaking. And I'm getting some pretty wonderful speaking gigs. I mean, I got an invitation from Princeton University to speak next month. I'm trying to set up something at another university, at New York University. I'll be in Austin. I'm going to be in Chicago later on this year as well. I'm going to be going to London next month to speak in London. So the invitations are coming. Like I said, the movement is growing. People are really excited about it. And if you go to my website, GossamRashid.com, or if you follow me on Twitter, MuslimIQ, I'm going to be posting my speaking tour. We'd love to have you come out and pick up a copy.
Absolutely, bro. That's the one thing that me and Kosh actually talked about. I think at some point, you know, I'm doing my movement with the whole interlock system thing and, you know, anti, you know, drinking and driving, you know. And I'm just figuring, man, at some point, man, we can just figure out how we can collab, man, you know, and just kind of bring our talent together and, make, and you know, and help in so many different ways, you know, knock out two birds with one stone, you know?
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. I mean, like I said, you know, we're both focused on that same movement of trying to save lives. I'm trying to do it through education. You're trying to do it through your music. And, you know, when you have similar goals, it makes sense to collaborate on that kind of stuff. I'm going to be out in L.A. later on this year, too. Maybe we can coordinate an event there. And I'm going to be in Northern California next month, too. So a lot of traveling coming up.
Yeah, man, that's absolutely cool. I remember you earlier in the show, you were talking about race in this country. And I'm sure you kept up with this George Zimmerman case. Do you feel at all race had something to do with the verdict?
You know, I think it would be ignorant to say that it didn't. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, I mean, and this is my legal opinion, right, that the law that they have in Florida, the Stand Your Ground law, is itself inherently unjust. I mean, how can you have a grown man who's an adult pursue a minor who's unarmed? The grown man has a weapon, the minor has nothing, and call that self-defense when he kills them. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. So the law itself is inherently unjust, and when you throw in the race factor, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, South Carolina, for example. In South Carolina, historically speaking, a black man who's killed and a white man who's killed, the black man got the death penalty 35 times more often than the white man.
Wow.
You know, that's shocking. You know, this is historically speaking, for the exact same crime, an African-American has gotten the death penalty 35 times more than a white man. And, you know, it's depressing because, you know, as an American, I love our Constitution. I love the justice that it upholds or that it claims to uphold, which I think our Constitution does uphold justice, but it's sometimes the people who apply it are applying it in an unjust manner. And, you know, that's why for me, Mo, it's so important that people are educated on this stuff. People educate themselves on this stuff. You know, you can't just sit around and expect that the elected, like you say, man, you can't just be a follower. You got to be a leader. You got to be a leader. You got to take ownership over yourself, over your country, over your neighborhood, because unless you do, somebody else will. And that person may or may not have ideals that you find valuable. So, you know, whatever happened in the Zimmerman case, unfortunately, that's what the law said, that that was okay. And I think it was an unjust ruling. I think it's an unjust law. But sadly, that's what we're dealing with right now.
Right. Do you think it will it become a civil suit at this point, or you pretty much think it's a wrap?
I mean, that's going to be up to the parents of Trayvon Martin. I mean, I think, you know, with a civil suit, the burden is a lot lower. Like, you know, with a criminal suit, they had to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he committed the murder. But with the civil suit, they just need to prove 51% that he acted, you know, against the law, that he acted illegally. So, you know, my personal opinion is that they should strongly consider the civil suit. But again, that's a personal family decision that they got to make ultimately, more than anything.
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, I've been talking to a lot of people about this situation. You're actually the first lawyer that I've actually spoken with about it. And you being a lawyer, man, you said it. You know, it was race involved, and it was a sad situation considering, you know, all the evidence that they did have. Do you feel like his prosecutors did a good job of, you know, proving that, you know, Trayvon was innocent and Zimmerman was actually guilty?
You know, it's funny. It's, you know, I don't have the whole the poem. From the third, wrote the sick poem that ultimately ended with, I'm not going to take this no further because Trayvon Martin got found guilty of his own murder. And that's really what it feels like, right? I mean, that Trayvon Martin got found guilty of his own murder.
That's what it seemed like.
I think the prosecution had a weak case to begin with. I think they had a very weak case to begin with because the law was so much against them. I think if they had gone for a lesser crime, something like manslaughter, or just something like, you know, involuntary manslaughter even, that they may not have been able to put away Zimmerman for life, but they may, you know, been able to teach him some kind of a lesson. But you had a weak case, a bad law, and then you had a weak prosecution. And, you know, and then you had a jury that really wasn't reflective of society, right?
Nope.
You know, all women, five Caucasians. I mean, that's not society, right? I'm not knocking women. I'm not knocking Caucasians. But I'm saying the jury should be a cross-section of society, and that's not a cross-section of society. So
that's amazing. How often does something like that happen when it's just all women and so happen to be all white,
trying to figure out
what it's like to be a black African-American woman? How does that work?
You know, that's why I think the prosecution did a poor job with the jury because, you know, you have control over who sits on the jury. You have some control. And the prosecution could have said, no, we're not happy with the jury, or, you know, we want to quash this because the jury isn't reflective, and they didn't do that. And so I think they made a lot of mistakes, and it showed through, you know, that he walked free. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why I went to law school in the first place, because I wanted to be empowered to understand the law, to make the law. You know, I remember when 9/11 happened, I was 19 years old when 9/11 happened. And I remember, you know, in the days and the months and the weeks after getting stopped, getting interrogated, getting frisked up and down. Every time I traveled internationally, they would pull me aside and interrogate me for 3 or 4 hours. And,
wow.
You know, look back on it, and, you know, it was based out of ignorance, it was based out of fear, and I complied because I didn't know any better. Knowing what I know now, it's a different story, right? Now, when I interact with the police, now when I interact with the court system, it's with a sense of confidence, it's with a sense of ownership, knowing what the law is, knowing what they can and can't do. And I'll tell you what, Mo, it makes a big difference. It makes a really, really big difference. You know, this book that I wrote, The Wrong Kind of Muslim, it talks about that. It talks about gaining that self-confidence, gaining that ability to speak to people in authority without being afraid, without being unsure, knowing how to speak to them, knowing how to protect your rights, knowing how to rise above persecution, how to rise above discrimination, and to be able to become a leader and make a difference in the world.
That's encouraging, man. You know, I can't wait to actually check out the book and, you know, read it for myself, man. You know, Kosh has told me some really good things about it. You know, and, I love the title, and it's awesome because it gives you a free rein to be able to speak, you know, because a lot of people look at, you know, all the these terrorist attacks and they want to bunch you all together. But, you know, I'm cool with a lot of Islamic people and Muslims, man, and they don't appear to be that way. You know, they all seem to be cool guys. And, you know, some people paint a bad picture for you guys, and I feel like it's unfortunate. So, but it's good that you took the necessary steps in order to, you know, clear you guys' name, you know, not only for yourself, but for others, you know, the Christians, you know, and people that have, you know, different faith beliefs that actually are dying for what they believe in.
Yep. No, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I don't believe in just speaking up for yourself. You got to speak up for anybody who's being persecuted or oppressed. You know, I think if you only speak up for yourself, you're being selfish. You know, let's look at America, for example. You know, the KKK claim to be Christian, right? I mean, they claim they claim to be Christian. Now,
right.
if you're in the East, if you're in a country like Pakistan or Iran or India, and all you hear about Christianity is the KKK, then guess what? You're going to hate all Christians, right?
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But that'd be unfortunate if you did that, because you'd be ignorant to the fact that there are beautiful Christians all over the world. And the KKK only represents one minor, extreme people that do not represent Christianity at all. And same with Muslims,
that's
right? If all you look at is the Taliban, you're going to hate all Muslims. But you'd be ignorant because the Taliban is just one minor, extreme minority that gets all the headlines. And, you know, people like Kash, people like me, you know, we try to speak up and we try to present what Islam truly stands for. It stands for peace. It stands for brotherhood. It stands for service to mankind. And that's what I'm trying to get out with this message. And I feel like that's something that connects with you, Mo.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a Christian, man, and I'm a member of the Church of Christ, Jesus Christ's church. And one thing I do know, we don't teach killing and manslaughter and racism. And the KKK is they promote everything that goes against what God teaches, you know, because
exactly.
Jesus Christ was not a killer. Jesus Christ was not racist. Jesus Christ wasn't a person who ridiculed people for their race or their color. So, you know, me being a member of the Church of Christ, man, I really understand where you're coming from as far as, you know, just being treated a certain way just because of certain radical people out there that's acting crazy just because they feel like that's the right thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do because, you know, for one, let's talk about the facts. These people are evil, and anyone that's doing things of evil are of the devil, simple and plain. And we don't condone those things, man. And I honestly feel where you're coming from, bro.
Yeah, man. And I mean, like I said, you know, this book is about unity.
I'm sorry.
No, that's not good. Like I said, this book is about unity. Like, when I launched this book, I launched it in a church. Think about that. I launched the book in a church in Richmond. It's one of the oldest churches in Richmond. It's Second Presbyterian, 155-year-old church in Richmond. And I had the person that spoke first was a pastor. And the person that spoke after him was an atheist. And the person that spoke after him was a Jew, and then I spoke as a Muslim. And I had us four speak on this book on purpose because I wanted to show that, look, as human beings, we're all equal. We may have different beliefs. We may believe in God. We may not believe in God. We may call God Yahweh. We may call him Christ. We may call him Allah. But we all have that right as equal human beings to freedom of belief, to freedom of expression, and to live in peace, man. I mean, you know, like in Pakistan right now, if you're a Christian or if you're a member of my Muslim community, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, at any time, literally, some terrorist or some cleric or even the police can come arrest you and shoot you up, and you have no recourse. You have no response to it. And what I'm trying to do with this is trying to create that awareness so that we can start changing minds, we can start winning hearts, and we can start saving lives, really. And that's what I really like hearing what you talk about as far as changing lives and saving lives, because you're taking an initiative. You're seeing a problem and you're taking initiative. And, man, that takes courage. I mean, Matt, props to you for that, man. I respect you on that.
I appreciate it, brother. We all out here trying to make a difference, man. That's the main thing why we have talent, man. So we just got to be able to use it the right way, man, and be responsible, man. Well, man, I thank you once again for joining us on Sports and Music with Mo Egger, man. I'm sure you're busy. I know you need to go back to promoting that book. So tell our listeners where we can find your book and how can we download your book, brother.
You can check me out on Twitter. My Twitter handle is MuslimIQ. On there is a link to my book. If you go on Amazon, you can download it or buy it. The title of the book is The Wrong Kind of Muslim, and my name is Kasim Rashid. Mo, thank you, bro, for having me on. God bless you.
Man, God bless you too, brother. Thanks again, man.
Peace out, bro.
All right. Yeah, man. That's my homie, man. Doing some really good things. I love what he's doing with the book and everything else. Hey, I'm going to play a quick song from my album, Meow. It's called Wake Up. That's what we need to do out here, man. We need to wake up. Smell the coffee. It's Mo Egger featuring Dope Pounds. Let's get it.
guess now they gon' call the kid Maui.
Maui.
Or South Kihei, 3-day
shouty.
I'm back in the airport, therefore gear shift like hugging the whip. Peace out. I'm back from back to the future. Somebody make fly, I never touch the hookah. I ain't sipped in years. If I did not stop, some less like to be the shooter. Still killing them soft. Peace, Luther. Road to success. The stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. Pop 9 on my back. I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh, still a mad. My pops are still set. Road to success, the stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh, still a mad, my pops are still set.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold. Shining like a pot of gold, tied to my clothes. Then I'd rather pay the toll. I ain't worried about the swag, and then I worry about my role. Wake up, wake up.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Man, I'd rather save a soul. I ain't worried about the swagger, man, I'm worried about my role. Sometimes I wake up wondering how I'm gonna do this, when the stakes is higher, homie, than Ruth Chris. Look, man, this game ain't easy. Please believe my dog, this game is ruthless. But I ain't stopping, I'ma go harder and harder for my mother and my unborn daughter. I feel like it's my order to be the best and be the best and be the less. Defeat the stress, been feeling like I need the rest. Sleep for death, till the end, I'ma keep it official, homie, who needs a rest? I need a breath to blow you cowards out the water. Sleep the best.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Then I'd rather pay the toll. I ain't worried about the swag, and then I worry about my role.
Wake up, wake up. Get 'em, so I got 'em.
Yeah.
X plus one, now that's what I call a problem.
Right.
Dope lounge rapper till I'm gone. Conquest rider, gotta grind on the map. Living so there's no manana. Mama ain't raised no fool, nor a daughter.
Nope.
Brothers ain't raised no punk, we out of order.
Yeah.
It's funny how when beats get real, one letter can mean the difference between laughter and a slaughter. Blades get waved while ways get paid. Blades get paid while chains get made. Cake gets fake, niggas get realer. Time goes on as the sickest get iller. Spitter need a spittle, horse on the front of. Niggas get laid down soon as they run up. Eggie's been dope since veins met a needle tip. Or the day God said throw a son up.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold. Shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Then I'd rather pay the toll. I ain't worried about the swag, and then I worry about my role. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Blacks in Detroit exercise more power than blacks anywhere in the city of the United States. And we refuse in the city of Detroit to kiss their behind.
Let's get it.
My Detroit players.
Cause I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from them Crockett hallway. Northland all day. Where goons catch bodies over shades we call yay. Mama, it feels like I left the nest again. I'm on the west grinding harder than the Mexican. Me and hard work, we can be the bestest friend. Cause we moving on up like a Jefferson. Cause I remember on Jefferson. Who got Barkley phone? Where they got weapons in. Run those goons and they gumpo. Better take them kicks off quick. Never mind a popo. Man, them West Side boys is acting up again. Yo, them living noise boys back in the trap again. Gang squad outside cracking heads. And the Giant slide had the whole hood jumping. Bail out shootings had the whole hood run. We out, the whole hood hooped on alley crates. Look, I'm surprised I never pulled nothing. Focus Hope saved the whole household. But box cheese and powder milk, that was gross though. He ain't really mad at y'all cause we was broke though. Now we on top of the world screaming what up though.
My Detroit players.
I came a long way from the Rocky hallway. Northland all day. We're going to catch bodies over shades of tall.
Could it be the deep gators that's making people hate us? What you talking about? We something like the greatest. Hold it tight because we known for taking ladies. Take your ladies. We ain't playing with ya. Tat it up how you like me. Dirty love on my back. 313. Yeah, we getting money. Stack it to the sky, sky, it ain't even funny. But steady on the grind, and we never stop, stop. Keep your eyes open, cause we coming like we mob, mob. You know what it is. Tricks are only for the kids, for the kids.
I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from them cracky hallways. Them Northland mall days. Raccoons catch bodies over shades of all days.
Whoever finds me finds life. No wickedness. Profit from rap, deliver us from darkness. Don't be the enemy, enemy, enemy. Whoever finds me finds life. No wickedness. Profit from rap, deliver us from darkness. Don't be the enemy, enemy, enemy.
It feel like I've been running out here for years, man. Cause only God can have my tears, man. The devil is chasing me every minute. He want me to fall behind. I'm not timid. I will finish this race. Cause Christ died. Y'all are sinners. Cause I ain't perfect. Nobody on this surface. But as long as I walk the surface, I'ma walk here with a purpose. I'm getting nervous. Cause Christ died for that one purpose. So they won't hurt us. But I feel that evil lurking. She got that devil in her heart. The one you can't believe. Don't be fooled by her pretty lips and Maybelline. Or take a chance with the romance, she'll tear your heart. I know she looking like an angel, but she cold and dark.
Whoever finds me finds life. No wicked man profit from rap. Deliver us from darkness.
Bottles of gold,
bottles of gold.
The lights are bright,
lights are bright.
My shades is on,
shades is on.
Half on the hype. We need you, God, cause we ain't right. Easily, these are the reasons we need Jesus Christ up in our life. Cause every day I'm trying to grow up. I'm trying to stop saying niggas so much. My niggas be like, so what? That's why them white folks go nuts every time we show up. And they be like, hold up, and they don't even know us. They looking at us crazy before we even walk in. The devil is serious. He wanna see us all in coffin. God is serious too. He wants you to live forever, forever with you and your crew, you and your fam, and your enemies too.
Whoever finds me finds life. No wicked man profits from rap. Deliver us from darkness. Cold and crazy, who will save?
To Motown, aka, yeah, it's about to go down, oh wow, yeah, he about to clown now, out the country, where he about to go now, beach house, making beats on the beach, it feels good, standing all on my feet, and I don't say it to brag, but to motivate, gotta be a warrior, homie, Golden State, you people want green and white, then go to state, all my true Spartan dogs, they gon' relate. In the motherland, going in on potent steak. Fresh fruit or divine, homie, them potent grapes. It feels good to be official. You running around with that fake dough. Ain't got enough bread to pay for your winter dental. That ain't the whip, cuz we all know it's rental. Before I sell my soul, I read the rolling pinto. I feel like Marley, Martin Luther, and Marvin. Feeding people, they starving. Feeding people the garden. Adam Eve in the party. Polly and Bob Ferraris and new Ataris. And how we go on bank like a Barclay. Check. Let me grab my Barclays and run up the block because I'm fresh up out my car seat. Kevin James, nah, I ain't a grown up yet, but like Jerome Bett for that grown up check.
We round my way, some shining, I feel back bad, cigarette riding. Cause everything official, everything official. And you can tell I'm grinding by the way my wrist blinding.
Do it like I do it, I'm a beast. Throwing set your hair, RG3. Product of the zoo, yeah, boy, I'm an animal. Feasting on these rappers like they edible. Cannibal, damn, I'm dope. CEO, all official click, that's the business. Bad girls club, keep a house full of. Switcher full of crypto, kinda light. I got these. On that molly, I ain't trying to wipe. Not tonight, strictly pipe. Sloppy toppy, rock my mic. Finna blow up like dynamite. Check my light, I'm shining bright. Living up to all my hype. Matter of fact, I'm under hype. Instead of chasing these, better get your paper right. I'm flying in the spaceship that's headed to outer space. I'm amazing, the flow is blazing. Hazing them like they pledging. Been nice since I was 11. My verse is going to heaven. I'm living life, no regret. Jet setting, everything official. This that real real, that real feel, that Kill Bill. I'm so trill, she's so fine. I got a boyfriend, but I'm a steal, cause I'm fly like the Air Force. Cause I might as well be the airport. My time coming, these lames know what my game plan is. I can't blow it, papered up like wallpaper. Ball hard, all haters. I'm cashing out like cash out. Them bad birds get smashed out. Keep Ben Franks in them 501. Ben Franks in that duff. Ben Franks in them safe. Benefits of that hustle, Tom.
Everything official down. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo. Everything official, 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 everything official,
we count figures, you ain't talking about money unless it's by double digits, in the block, doing good this year, we doing numbers, stand down all winter to do it up in the summer, pouring bras piled up in the fifth, this where it's at, ballet in the front and it coming in through the back, again with a I'm coming in with a of that loud 100 bottles, and yeah, we in all black. House party in the lobby, yeah, we in the lobby. Then we all headed up to them suites, it ain't a problem. Cashed out everything all night, need no receipts. All the moves we made today, tomorrow we gon' repeat. Got a call from the plug, he asking me, do I want it? Dropped them off about 22 pounds, they all 100. We ain't counting up the paper no more, wearing no whistle. That's $1 million flip in a day, it's all official.
Yeah, man, everything official, man. That was just a series of songs off the Motown EP, Motown album, I should say. I'm sorry. But yeah, but this last song I'm going to play is called Interlock System, and this is a song we're actually pushing right now for the video, and it's going to make a difference. And basically, interlock is something you put in your car after you get a DUI, and I made a mistake and got a DUI last year after having a few drinks and getting behind the wheel. But right now, I'm trying to make a negative into a positive. So basically, once they put it in your car, you know, you have to blow into it before your car even starts. It's almost like a breathalyzer on wheels. But in other words, man, it's probably the most annoying thing I ever have to deal with. So, you know, I'm just trying to inform people on it, you know, and just to be more responsible. So right now, we're getting ready for the video, shot by Louis Mayo. So hopefully we have that out by mid-August. But meanwhile, you know, we're getting the movement started now, man. A DUI sucks, man. So here we go with Interlock System.
Yo, this interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
Yo, this weekend started off breezing. Yeah, I'm feeling good for two reasons. Shot my first video Friday night. Saturday, I got a business meeting at the Four Seasons. Yo, I got there around noon. They was on time, and they was on round two. They looking at me like, son, you better catch up. Yo, I barely ate that drink, had me messed up. One drink turns into four more. I told the bartender how more. One night turns into two knots. They both agree that we need to start taking shots. Dang, I'm too old for peer pressure. Lighten up, Mo. You out here stealing deals. And you in Beverly Hills with these brand new cars. So imagine how I feel.
Yo, this interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man. I'm trying to be patient. This interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy.
Man, they tripping
every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
One swerve turns into two swerves.
Swerve.
Black man in the black whip, no sir. Not to mention in the black man's wish. On the wrong side of town and it's all black tent. And all black glasses.
What?
Sobriety test. I failed those classes. Man, I blew three times over. We still had the nerves to tell the polls I'm sober. Now they in the front googling and giggling. I'm in the back seat feeling like a kid again. Man, those cops was filed colder than Michigan. I'm about to go to jail. I'm about to be a missing man.
Help me.
Not to mention that the BlackBerry locked up.
Dang.
I couldn't even tell my girl that I was locked up. What makes the worst is her parents in town and me. I'm locked down. I'm just hoping they'll pop up.
Yo, this interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
That's crazy, man. Yo, all I was worried about was my girl and my mom, man. Real tough. I knew my mom was gonna climb me. I ain't even wanna tell her. You know, I shouldn't have been drinking in the first place. Sorry, mama. It's crazy, man. They locked me up, man. It was still light out.
Hey, DMV.
Man, insurance through the roof. This interlock. See this thing in my car, man? It beep every 10 seconds. I mean, like every 10 minutes, I'm driving down the street, man. Valet, forget about it. Drive booze, forget about it, man. I can't even go to the car wash, man. I gotta go to the $2 car wash to get the whip clean, you know what I mean?
Crazy.
Yo, this thing is hell. I hate it.
Yo, this interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks.
questioning her like it's driving me crazy. Beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
Yeah, there it is, man. You know what? I'm sorry, man. Hey, it's crazy. I just got that whip. I just bought the whip, man. It's almost like they knew.
They knew it.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to brunch the next day.
Forget about it.
My girl's parents. At 12:30. And I'm in the can.
Locked up.
Yo, they didn't let me out the big house until like 4.
4 o'clock.
Man, I ran out of there so fast, man.
Super fast.
I almost forgot my ID.
And my shoestring.
But yeah, man, I was in there. Cops trying to ask me for my Twitter. man.
No.
Man, don't ever drink and drive, yo. It ain't worth it, man. Take a cab, man. Take the metro. Walk, man. Call your homies. Man, don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't get behind that wheel after you have some drinks, man. Shoot, try to stay away from it as much as you can if you possibly can, period. You know, just be responsible. So that's what the whole movement's about. You know, we're going to be out here trying to change lives and help people, you know, be responsible with their intake and getting behind that wheel because it's not worth it. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to have my life. Thank God for allowing me to make it through that situation. But just like anything else, when you make a mistake, you should be able to live with your mistake, but live to be able to tell others. So I need you guys to continue to stay tuned for that movement. And stay tuned, like I said, man. Check us out on www.moager.com. That's MOEAGER.com. And thank you again for joining us. Sports Music with Mo Ager.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.